Greetings, citizens of Earth. You are barking a happy tune with my pal Smurf of Smurf and the Magic Tones on 5280 Geek.
From the Figgis Studios, live!
It is live.
It is live. Smurf here. We are. See?
We are the Walking Dead.
Kind of right now.
Yeah. Smurf here and my table of plucky yet sober companions.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Private Cheeseburger, Double A Ron, who has come out of his alcohol-induced coma.
Oh, shit. I slept through the last podcast. It was rough.
We kicked him, we poked him, we dumped a lot of water on him. Yeah. Didn't do shit.
There's a nice picture of my gut online.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Somewhere.
Somewhere. We found a nice Prince Charming, and that worked.
That worked. Yeah. And, Red. Of course,
nice.
The Apple Dumpling Gang special guest, Red.
Apple Dumpling Gang?
Yeah, which is one of the greatest DC or greatest Disney movies of all time. Apple Dumpling Gang.
Is it on Disney Plus?
It is on Disney Plus. And the Apple Dumpling Gang rides again.
Are you serious?
I am serious.
I remember watching that back when I was a young whippersnapper with weird ideas about what was okay in the world, and you know, heterosexuality was the only way, and all my weird ideas that I used to have, and I still thought that show was problematic.
The fuck is the Apple Dumpling Game?
Problematic.
Gang.
It's awesome. It takes place in the Old West. Don Knotts and Tim Conway are basically the baddies, but they're
Don Knotts is a bad guy in something?
Yes, it's hilarious.
That sounds awful. I can't wait.
It's right up there with the computer who wore tennis shoes as far as one of Disney's.
It's up there with Borg.
That's Kurt Russell. That's Kurt Russell as a kid.
What, tennis shoes?
Yeah, the computer that wore tennis shoes.
Uh-huh. I think I've seen that one. What was the one that I was scrolling through and I saw on Disney Plus? Oh, fuck. It's like it's supposed to be like a ghost story one, but it's got this stupid name. Shit.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
It's like Mr. McGoogles or some goofy crap.
No, I know what you're talking about.
Mr. McGoogly?
Mr. McGoogle?
I don't know.
Mr. Magoo?
It's Mr. something. No, it's not Mr. Magoo.
Okay.
But it's something stupid. It's like a horror movie. Like the dad runs a joke shop. And I can't think of what it's called, but it's so bad.
No idea on that one.
But it's one of those, like, Disney TV movies.
Oh, wow.
And, like, the ghost is really stupid, fake-looking. But it's supposed to be really scary for the kids. Like, yeah, it came out at Halloween time.
Things are scary for kids for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was rough to get through.
Hence the Apple Dumpling Game. We are... We are sponsored by HobbyDB, the collector's database for all of the collectors out there. Your needs, your wants, your wish lists. Give them a look, give them a page, give them a like. They need your love. They need your collectibles.
Don't we all?
Yes.
It's true.
In fact, I will be leaving...
I need Instagram followers, so I don't know.
Actually, we need Instagram followers. Give us a like if you're enjoying the podcast.
I don't care about 52. No, I'm sorry.
Give us a like, a follow, and a subscribe.
Yes, the button below.
Oh, sorry.
On Podbean, you can subscribe.
You can also subscribe. I think on Spotify. It's follow or whatever the.
We are on Spotify. We are on Apple. We are on Windows. We are on every platform you can think of. There's even one in Uganda that we're on. We have a Uganda listener.
Why?
I don't know. But it popped up in my chart this week, and I'm like looking because every Monday
there's the one Ugandan farmer who's like, these guys are fucking hilarious.
Yes. So every Monday I go through the numbers and I see where we're trending and where we're getting hits from, and like, I shit you not, Uganda showed up, and I'm like, they have electricity.
Can I just say I'm really proud of myself for not doing a really racist accent?
Yes, they have electricity.
The urge was there, and I was like, do the accent, it'll be funny. Yeah.
Everywhere has electricity these days.
Alright. Internet.
I mean, listen, Uganda has some of the best movies to ever come out. The Ugandan Hollywood is hilarious garbage, and I love it so much.
What? Shut up. You're making that up.
No, I'm serious. There's this one director And you've probably seen the YouTube clips of, online of at least the helicopter scene that he's got, where it's just like a really badly photoshopped helicopter, and like the dude's sitting out of it like shooting an AK for
it. Nigerian Hollywood, Nollywood is the third biggest in the world.
Yeah,
it goes Bollywood, Nollywood, Hollywood.
Yeah,
like Hollywood,
shut up, really?
Hollywood is number.
I'm unaware of that.
Africa loves, they love movies down there for like whatever reason. There's like this big following of like these couple of directors out of Nigeria and Uganda. There's like this huge like cult following of these people. It's crazy.
Michael Bay is huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very obvious. There's a lot of fake helicopters.
Because there's not a lot of dialogue.
No. So thank you. Welcome, Uganda. I have no idea where to go with that.
That one guy. Shout out to you. Ugandan Jim. Could have gone with a way worse name.
No, let the Ugandan in again.
Jim is always
the Woodman.
Yeah, he's making Woodman references because I finished the illustrations for my new Pumpkin Man picture.
Does he look like the Woodman?
And
my God!
And he's all like, he looks evil, and it's delightful. I can't believe I managed to make something so perfectly evil looking. And he's making Woodman references to it.
You let the Woodman in again.
Yeah,
that's exactly what
he
said.
He just sits by the fireplace and watches TV. Like,
read
the
book.
He's not a menace.
He's not.
No, you're actually the inspiration for this booklet I'm making.
Oh, shit.
It was last Halloween, you posted the Pumpkin Man Lives in a Pumpkin House spoof.
Oh, yeah, the spoof of the Gingerbread Man one.
Gingerbread Man.
Where it's like, does he live in a house of flesh, or is he made of house?
And it was on
he screams where he does not know.
It was on your feed that I changed it. I made it my own spoof, and I was all like, I'm going to make that my new booklet that I hand out. And I finished the illustrations, and we're going to add the text. And it's horrifying.
Yeah, it is.
It's pretty. I'll show you out.
I can't wait.
We're done.
Can't wait.
Scary things for kids are always my favorite. Yes. It's like Goosebumps and Are You Afraid of the Dark? And,
me too.
You know,
kids like it.
Yeah. Well,
it's one of the few times they're treated as complete people is when you accept that they can handle scary things. They're like, yeah, and then they're like, no.
Yeah.
But
I was gonna say you have to water it down just a little
just
bit,
a little
just
bit.
So you don't like
just
give them the
just
full
a little Kool-Aid.
When you make things that are for them to feel that way, it gives them a sense of control. It gives them a sense of they get to set their boundaries and they get to be treated like complete whole humans, which is usually not their norms. So
listen, if you can't scar your kids as an adult, what's the point?
Dude, I know.
Speaking of scarring your kids, it's Girl Scout cookie season.
Oh, shit.
And
Segway.
I'm,
that was good.
Yeah,
that was good.
Quality.
Thank you. The lemon cookies this year by far are the best. I know you're saying
s'mores.
S'mores are better.
You think so?
Yeah.
We may have to have a cookie off.
Oh, God.
I mean, I don't think it'd be that difficult.
I ate
an entire box of Tagalongs in a day. I have so many problems.
The marshmallow stuff?
Is it real marshmallow?
In the s'more? No, it's... You know the stuff that's in, like, the Keebler cookies where it's, like, the white and the black kind of thing? It's that kind of consistency. It's delicious, but...
When I was 7... And had those for the first time, that was the cookie that made me realize I don't like sweets. I vomited after eating those cookies.
Oh.
I did not like those cookies.
You know, there's something to be said about, like, sometimes the like, really fake-tasting, like, sweet shit.
No, I think it was the marshmallow flavor, the texture or whatever, but, like, I vomited. I took a bite of those, and it came right back up. I was, like, not having it.
Do you hear that, too?
Yeah.
I do.
Right.
Is the house going to explode?
Yeah.
Finally.
Kiss the studio goodbye, folks. Figure Studio 2 soon to launch.
It's just like Lost. I have to go enter a code. That's all.
So I'm just enter a code and push a button.
Yeah, I just got to go. I got
to
go.
What are you doing to that poor mic over there? Oh, my God.
ASMR time.
Here, you fix that. I'll go
thank
in,
you.
I'll go
oh
in
my
the
God,
code.
God,
the poor mic has gone limp.
Why? What is wrong with you?
But tagalongs are still the best cookie.
So the Girl Scouts, none of them are doing door to door anymore.
Not as much. They still do, but it's I think less frequent, mostly because parents are afraid to send their kids out into the wild. But most of the time, they're standing like right behind the kids, like trick or treating. Like
I have seen them at Sam's 3, the dispensary by the liquor store, King Supers, of course.
The dispensary
Target.
Is the genius one.
Like, that is pure genius.
That's not fair.
No.
Here's the thing.
I'm coming out stone.
You've already got people who've made a series of bad decisions.
Hey, what are you trying to say?
The Girl Scouts going door to door is revenge trick or treating. That's mm-hmm. what that is.
You think that is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you get to go back to all the houses that you've already scoped out at last Halloween. Yeah.
You know who had the big candy bars last year? So you're like, they're gonna buy like. But you, yeah. cookies.
I mean, I was here for this year's Halloween, yeah. and you gave out some righteous. Choice candy.
I always do.
And you have not had a single Girl Scout come and peddle her
here's
cookies.
Here's why. I think they came on the day that was the Grilled Cheese Festival and when we weren't home.
Okay.
Because grilled cheese?
No, I wanted
grilled
to go
cheese
to that,
is a thing.
It was either Grilled Cheese Festival or go to the 80s thing, and I went to the 80s thing.
You were probably warmer.
I got smashed. I was probably a lot warmer.
We were frigid. Yeah. It was windy and it was hilarious, but for all the wrong reasons.
It sounds like it was still a good time.
It was a good time.
It looked good. I see pictures.
It would have been better if I was more actually the pumpkin spice girl that I sometimes pass to be. But I'm not.
Oh, you weren't hardcore Becky White girl kind of.
I am not hardcore Becky White girl. I literally heard a girl, we were complaining about the cold, and we were like, ah, it's cold. We all thought it was going to be warmer, and that was like the bonding experience.
Yeah.
And I literally heard a woman go, I don't care what my dad paid for these tickets, I'm going home.
Wow. Bitch.
That's fantastic.
And she walked off in flip-flops.
I think those people are hilarious. They're fantastic to listen to.
Listen to.
Yeah. No, not be around. Not be friends with.
No.
No, 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 no. No. No, absolutely not. Listen to. People watch, sure.
No, I can't be friends with
you. I should be back on my daddy's yacht in California.
Oh my god.
So
buy Girl Scout cookies.
Buy Girl Scout cookies. I mean they're I'll have to go do one more round somewhere, buy like a stack, throw them in the freezer.
They'll be the stragglers who, but my rules about it is if a kid comes to my door fundraising anything, I will buy it. I don't care that I just bought Girl Scout cookies from somebody else last mm-hmm. week. I don't care. I will buy from you.
Yeah, because they're making the effort. They're trying
absolutely.
To.
I will not buy from somebody's dad. You come in, going, my kid's selling. Well, then your kid better come and sell.
Let your kid wants that bike out of that shitty magazine that costs like $80,000. Yeah, your kid better get up here and work for it. Listen, if I had to work for the Boy Scout popcorn, because nobody buys the Boy Scout.
Oh my god,
popcorn,
the Boy Scouts declared bankruptcy.
Yeah, I saw.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but can I
now?
Can I say?
Listen,
no.
we can talk about it if you want to.
The Girl Scouts support transgender mm-hmm. issues, and the Boy Scouts ousted people for being questionable. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And guess who's succeeding? I mean,
they were starting to work towards some of that, and then it was just like, nope,
it
might
imploded.
Be a little too little.
A little too late. And all I'm saying is the age of man is over. Shut up. The Girl Scouts are taking over.
The only reason the Girl Scouts are still in business is because of those fucking cookies, man.
Those cookies are bank, man.
Well, I'm telling you.
The cookies and the fact that they're willing to try new things and they're actually letting boys in.
Multi-billion dollar cookie industry.
There are some serious
levels. They do have the corner.
Going on.
I mean, it's like the kingpin of cookies.
I was going to say, how often would you buy, like, food from some random salesperson?
I wouldn't.
Other than someone adorable and wearing green at your door, and you'd be like, cookies, yes,
someone in pigtails in green, little sash.
You can't say
buy
no.
my cookies.
Yeah,
you can't
say
no to the Girl Scouts.
I can, but I don't, because I think it's good life lessons.
Sure.
It's getting kids to build confidence and step outside their comfort zones. Because I remember doing those fundraisers when I was a kid.
Yeah, I had to sell the chocolates for marching band.
All the chocolate bars
are
the worst.
The chocolate bars and the wrapping paper.
It's hard as a high schooler trying to go door to door and sell that shit. Like, hey, I'm trying to raise money for the marching band. It's like,
and they're like,
no,
what
nobody,
are you doing with this money?
Yeah.
Why are you
nobody,
lying to me?
Yeah, they're like, you're buying drugs with these, aren't you, a fucking high schooler? Like, they don't care.
Oh, it's so much easier now that the pot is legal.
Yeah.
Back in our day.
Yeah. Back in the high school days, I had to work for that shit.
No, you had to go take your candy bars and go hide under the bleachers and wait for the next drug deal.
Oh,
now,
shit.
Now just stake yourself out by the dispensary.
Well, and you don't realize how hard it is going door to door to sell something. Because you're like, I can get that bike, like you said, on page 8 for 80,000 chits or whatever the fuck it is.
Shits.
It's the exact same mindset what I have when kids come to my door for trick or treating. I want them to feel safe. I want them to feel welcome. Mm-hmm. I want them to build that confidence and have that good experience. So when they come to my door selling whatever they need, they're trying to sell, and they're hating their lives because this is not how they wanted to spend their Saturday afternoon, I'm buying. I don't care that I just bought the same thing from some other kid.
It was
I'm
like
buying.
10 minutes ago, and you're like, hey, I'll take another box. Yep. Just give me the cookies.
So do you always pass on the Samoas? Isn't that the coconut one? What's the coconut
Samoas,
one?
Samoas are coconuts.
Yeah. I don't know what they are. The ones in the purple box with the chocolate and the cookies. Yeah, we will always...
The chocolate and the cookies?
If you are selling Girl Scout cookies, you can come to my house. I'll buy 2 boxes. Those Samoas Thin Mints are over.
They're the best. The Thin Mints go in the freezer.
No, the Thin Mints are over, man.
No,
man.
It's all about tagalongs. Good old peanut butter and chocolate.
What's
it's got
the
a
ones...
crunchy one. Ah, it's so good.
What's the ones with the shortbread?
I don't even know
the trifolds. They're the trifolds.
Oh, trifolds can fuck off.
I do not know what these lemon cookies
are. Boring. Yeah,
but I want to know. I want... You bring me some lemon cookies, boy.
Yeah, the trifles or whatever shortbread ones are.
Yeah.
Get rid of those. We don't need
that. I don't
need that because they're shortbread cookies.
They're great.
Like
they're classic. They have the emblem. I don't know, man. They're filler.
Yeah, it's just like listen. We have to have a filler cookie that grandma's gonna buy because she feels bad.
They're the Girl Scout equivalent of those black and orange no brand taffy things that end up in every trick.
Oh my god. Yeah, no.
We don't know what they are or what they're supposed to be, but they're always there. Yeah.
The Airheads?
It's taffy. Have you ever seen those? They're like orange and black, and they're like, for some reason, somebody always has those.
Yes.
And you're like, who's buying these?
It's like candy from the 70s or the 60s.
Oh, it's like somebody buying circus peanuts. It's shaped like peanut, but it tastes like bananas.
And it's got the texture of
shitty marshmallow.
Orange. I don't know what those things are, and I'm weirded out that I've actually met people who that's their favorite.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how? You're not a human. Not a human. This is how we find the aliens.
I met somebody whose favorite candy was circus peanuts, and I was like, you're an alien. You're not a real human being.
It's
that shitty banana flavor that's like, oh, well, it's the old banana that's gone extinct now. And like,
no, it's not.
What?
So first of all,
there's a banana that went extinct.
I know
back
that, but nobody alive today remembers what it is.
But everybody's like,
I'm sorry. I know you love to say how old you are, but you were born after it was over.
Yeah, exactly. You weren't alive during the Banana Wars.
But you...
I definitely wasn't alive during the Banana Wars.
Banana Blight.
But yeah. No,
was what like, happened before you were born.
Yeah. It's like that. It's supposed to be. That's what that flavor is supposed to be. And I'm like,
Your grandma fucking broke me on that one. Remember it.
Because they're like, oh yeah, we have this flavor. Should we change it to like what bananas taste like now? No, man. Just keep it the same as it's always been. Because people like the banana-flavored Runts and the banana-flavored Laffy Taffy still, right?
Nobody likes the banana-flavored
Nobody likes banana-flavored anything.
Nobody.
It's gross. Change the bananas.
This is all true.
Wow.
I'm a great girl myself.
Sorry, this has really gone off the rails from Girl Scout cookies, but trifles are gross.
I'm so glad you're recording this.
I am.
Very strong opinions about banana.
I'm gonna tell you why Ross is problematic.
We'll get to that.
So is banana flavoring.
Banana flavoring is more complex.
Is the Ross
the great
of the
banana
candy flavors?
We'll great banana wars of.
Nope. I've made the connection. I'm sticking to it.
All right,
Ross and banana.
So we can jump ahead to the story.
They're the same thing.
Oh my god.
Ross's personality is the outdated banana flavor.
So if you're wondering what the hell we're talking about, which you probably are at this point, scratching your head going, what the fuck? After 15 years since Friend ended its 10-season run.
Friend, just the one.
Just the one. They are coming back to HBO Max for a reunion.
Wait, just HBO Max?
Just HBO Max.
Well, guess who's not watching it?
And
Matt
it will
LeBlanc
air...
needs some work, man. Yeah.
Matt LeBlanc went back into rehab again.
Are you sure?
Did he really? Matthew Perry's been doing fine. Apparently.
No, Matthew Perry. Matthew Perry's the one because Matt LeBlanc is on.
Matthew Perry had a drug problem again.
So, again, yes. So he was doing The Odd Couple, and then the show got canceled, and I guess he ran into some issues. Matt LeBlanc is.
So then you start doing heroin? Yeah, why not?
Matt
LeBlanc's on Top Gear. He's part of the replacement team.
Yeah, he's part of the replacement team, the American replacement team, too.
No.
Right?
They just put
him on the British show?
Yeah.
Oh, burn it to the ground.
Yeah, that's...
At least the American show knew it was garbage.
He's few years behind, but welcome to the
Oh my god, that's fucking hilarious.
Here's the thing. I knew they had put new people in. I never heard who because I didn't care.
Yeah.
And Matt LeBlanc.
Why Matt LeBlanc? He's not even British.
He needs the work.
He's a gearhead. He's a huge gearhead.
Yeah, but a lot of people in the UK. We could find them.
He had the fastest lap on the track for celebrities.
Oh, yeah, better make him a fucking host
time.
Of the show.
Well, he was better than the actual British guy that they had on there.
Yeah.
Phil Collins.
Phil Collins?
No, not Phil Collins from Genesis.
Oh, yeah, Phil Collins. I know who Phil Collins is.
He's a dick, yeah, and he was horrible.
Here's the thing.
They
could have found British. There's other British people they could have put in. But now Matt LeBlanc. Let's get Matthew Perry in there, too. Fucking drug-fueled driving rage. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Matt LeBlanc shows up on a new sitcom. I'm like, there's American people that we could have used.
Well, when you think about it, all of them are kind of fairly successful.
Matthew Perry hasn't really been anything.
Yeah, he has. Matthew Perry is actually, him and Lisa Kudrow were the most successful to break out of what they were doing. Jennifer Aniston is kind of also the exception, but that's mostly because she was big before Friends.
Yeah, I was going to say, Friends wasn't her break. Something she was doing.
So she kind of Drew Barrymore'd her way through her career the same way.
Just coasting along.
Well, but she's in the same fix. She's a Dynasty actress, and she's not untalented, but... Courtney Cox was, and Matt LeBlanc and David Schwimmer, what the fuck have they done since?
Oh, I forgot David Schwimmer existed.
Schwimmer, yeah, Ross?
I know he is. I forgot he existed.
Ross is horrible.
But they showed up in a few things, but it was basically, the whole time you're sitting there going, what is Ross doing at Pearl Harbor? like the whole time.
He's the worst character in that whole fucking show.
Dying.
Yeah, and Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
It's like Pearl Harbor was bad, and then David Schwimmer was in it. And made it worse. Like, it's just bad, man.
Hey, what's everybody's favorite character from Band of Brothers? Oh, yeah, definitely not him. Put him in the rest of the fucking show.
I mean, and, you know, Matt LeBlanc also has his one show where he's, like, a dad or something.
Man with a Plan, and it's awful.
I've never watched it.
I did.
I get it confused with the Tim Allen show.
No.
The Tim Allen show.
By the way.
Which Tim Allen show? Home Improvement?
No, he wants to bring that back, though.
I'd watch crazy old Tim Allen.
He wants to bring that back. What?
Not to sound like a whole ADHD cocaine-induced podcast rant, but I think Tim Allen is in The Masked Singer.
Ooh.
Shut up. Do you?
I do.
Wait, the newest season?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I haven't started it yet.
With the B group?
Yeah, I think he's in the B group. There was a clue package, and everything was a Tim Allen character.
Mm.
I missed this. Which character?
Right, I need to keep watching.
Remember.
I finally finished the second season, and I'm like, oh, okay, all right. The actors they chose and some of the people they chose, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, you don't care. Yeah. But watching it is fun.
Yeah.
Who they are, that's really not okay. Like, we don't care. I don't care who it is, except it's fun to guess.
Yeah,
it is.
It's fun to figure out, like, that's that random celebrity from, like, 30 years ago.
And it really is fun not knowing.
Yeah.
And trying to figure it out. The game is fun, but watching the performances is a blast, and I don't care. Even the bad performances, I love watching the bad performances.
They're fun. They're fun performances.
Oh, my God.
Yelling at White Tiger for, that's not how you white boy rap!
Yeah. White Tiger was a train wreck.
I need to get on this train.
Drew Carey's performance was hilarious.
Oh, spoilers.
Well, I didn't say who he was.
Yeah, well, you've said it, so.
It's fine.
Guess who he is, because there's a couple of them
in there. Okay, but anyway, I'm only going to talk about ones who haven't been revealed.
Okay. So, yeah, my dad is actually hooked on the show.
Of course he is.
Because I go over to my parents' house, and my brother and I are talking, and we're grilling, you know, in the backyard. And
it's cosplay karaoke. If you're not already sold, then watch it, and you will see how wrong
Well,
cosplay
my dad,
karaoke needs to happen more
my
often.
My dad got hooked with the episode because he heard the singer that eventually got eliminated that episode. And he even was, like, throwing out names and bets and all of that. And I was like, well, no, that I don't think that's him. And they finally came back and announced who it was. Because they said, like, a political figure. And that's when my dad started scoffing.
Oh, yeah. I know. Okay, first of all, I know who you're talking about. And, yeah, no, that was...
And my dad was just...
We all yelled and was like, shut up.
Yeah, my dad laughed. And he was like, all right. I like this. What is this show? Yeah. That was totally.
What is this?
What is this? Last week.
Yes.
That you're talking about, and Rick guessed, and Rick was right, and he's 2 weeks in a row now.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm still on board that White Tiger is Gronkowski.
I think you're right, Gronkowski. And I'm pissed that he's still on the show.
I am pissed as well because that guy got no skills.
He's wow. It's awful.
It's horrible.
Serving those harsh breaths. Oh my god.
Pretty sure he was intoxicated this last performance.
Yes. You know he's enjoying retirement.
If you're going to be a celebrity, if you're going to go on to cosplay karaoke, like you might as well just roll with it, I guess.
But he didn't get eliminated, and one of the other contestants with talent did. That's why I'm getting pissed.
That's what happens is they keep the people who like make the views on for like a little longer than they should be, and then it's like, okay, we'll eliminate them later. Like,
yeah.
That's how it always feels anyway.
Ms. Monster shouldn't have went.
Mm-mm. No. This Monster is so talented.
Miss Monster was solid.
Rick was pissed, but he knew who it was from week one. First Miss Monster.
Did he?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
First Miss Monster.
I need to start watching it again.
The clue package. He said, the clue package said, I have stood near royalty, and he went, that's referring to Prince. I know who the fuck this is. And he was right. He was absolutely correct.
So we'll keep it in the loop.
But I think Tim Allen. I think Tim Allen is. And the weirdest thing is as soon as the guy started singing, I was all like, I don't see Tim Allen sounding like that. But the clue package was.
But you know what? He's done so much. When you think about, he actually has sang. I mean, his work on Disney's Toy Story has been remarkable.
Yeah,
Santa Claus.
They had a thing that was like two blah blah and beyond, and I don't want to be the last man standing. And I'm like, God.
Are you serious?
And
like,
I'm not. And
that's
I'm,
so blatant.
Oh no, the last mask standing.
Last
very generous.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, that's Tim Allen. It has to be Tim Allen. And then he sang, and I was all like, I don't see Tim Allen.
Oh my God.
Sounding.
Yeah. What if it's so not? Confused. What if it's like Tom Hanks, and they're like, oh shit.
Well, okay. So you. You saw it in last season with Paul Schaefer, and him acting like he was Martin Short.
Yeah, the whole time.
All convinced.
Well, because he's good at that. Like,
he is. But now we're thinking that one of the other characters in this new batch is Martin Short.
That's
because
fucking hilarious.
It is. Because
it's like, that seems like Paul Schaefer to me.
Ross and how problematic he was.
Ross is problematic.
And we got sidetracked with.
I don't know.
There's going to be a Friends reunion. Who fucking knows?
So the Friends reunion is going to be on HBO Plus. Or HBO Max. Pardon me. I get my streaming services confused all the time. The shocker on this story is not that the fact that they need money and you're getting back together.
Yeah.
But the fact that each one is earning $2.5 million for this appearance.
You know, as shocking as that is, quote unquote. It's like, I can see them paying that much for each of them just because, one, they need the money, and two, HBO.
Do they? The only
HBO's
ones that really need like, it is
it's more like
Matthew Perry needs
Perry.
It.
That's about it.
Well, yeah, to pay his
rehab.
His dealer.
yeah, I was going to say, he's going to drop right back into drugs.
Yeah, he did those like comedy action movies with Bruce Willis in the 90s.
Oh, shit, I forgot he did those.
And, well, because he was the only one, Lisa Kudrow and him were the only ones during when Friends was still on that actually was like, we don't want to get pigeonholed, we should probably do other gigs at the same time. And they were the only ones that did that.
That's really smart. A lot of actors forget to do that.
Yeah.
it's like all the Harry Potter kids where it's like, oh, right, we only did Harry Potter this entire time, and we have done nothing else.
I'm watching the new series of Miracle Workers,
which
I'm
is
caught
great.
Up last season, and watching the new series, and Daniel Radcliffe is hilarious.
I was going to say, he's one of the few that really survived that. I mean, he was the main character.
Barely survived.
Well, because he jumped to Broadway to kind of, you know,
which
I think bolster his chops.
It didn't
but,
help anything.
You know. Well, you know, he bounces to Broadway, comes back to horror, bounces
him,
to network television.
Doing Woman in Black immediately after Harry Potter. I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, that was a bad
idea.
I
don't think it's anything he's done that saved him. Because, I mean, yeah, he's been trying to not... He tried to Leonardo DiCaprio his career and do all the things and tick all the boxes and not get pigeonholed. Yeah. But I don't think anything that he did is actually what's saving him. I think it's the fact that J.K. Rowling is fucking up her own universe.
Her own life. She just keeps talking. It's like, stop.
Well, and making those Fantastic Beast movies worse and worse.
Yeah.
And
somehow.
And it's just like, why is Johnny Depp even here? And Johnny Depp, and we're also focused on Johnny Depp and everything. And why is he even in this movie that we've forgotten that Daniel Radcliffe was Harry Potter? Enough time has passed that we're not pigeonholing him anymore.
There's some movie, what is it called, like Akimbo or something like that, where he's got guns glued to his hands for some reason. And I'm like, there was like this picture from like 5 years ago of him like holding these guns going crazy.
Oh, I remember
and
that.
Nobody knew
street.
What it was from. Yes. And now that movie's finally coming out, because it kept doing, and I was like, that's weird, I kind of want to see that.
A couple weeks ago when we were doing trivia, there was this horrible
Swiss Army Man.
I love that movie.
Rick is the only one that knew this, because even I'm looking at hilarious. Like, what the fuck is this?
That's not true, but Rick and I, between the two of us, we puzzled out to remember what the fucking the name of that
yeah, Swiss Army Man. Wow, that movie's awful, I love it.
It's like Cabin Boy.
It's so funny.
You can't look away. But you want to.
What's wrong with Cabin Boy?
Everything.
There's a few things wrong with
when I come back, I will be a cabin man.
I loved Cabin Boy.
Well, it's the same thing with like Swiss Army Man and a few other ones where it's like, it's so bad that it like almost circles around being good, but
yes.
It's not quite there.
Come on, David Letterman, would you like to buy a cat?
Anyway.
Fuck off.
Miracle Workers.
Watch that show.
That's a good show.
Any scene with Dave with Steve Buscemi and Daniel Radcliffe in the same scene is fucking gold.
Well, and I think they play well off of each other. Buscemi is he's in the first season.
Okay.
In the second season, it's the same cast.
He's a shit shoveler.
And yeah, he's a shit shoveler.
Does he like pass on the role of God to someone else or
No, it's a completely different story arc.
It's weird. I'm not sure, and I don't think until season 3 we're really going to get the feel for what they're going for, but it almost feels like an old musical a music theater trope. Like a troupe of actors doing different things, same people, and then shifting roles and shifting leads, and this like 19th century, even Renaissance Baroque era of just a troupe of actors going around shifting around to do different things.
So it's like it's the same cast just doing.
It's like American Horror Story, but
it's the same kind of
comedy
storytelling. Mm. But it's a completely different story. So first season was heaven, and God is a fuck up
lazy piece of shit. Yeah,
yeah. And
I was going to say cantankerous, but we'll go with that.
Cantankerous. Yeah,
that's you haven't seen the whole season yet.
No, I haven't gotten through all of it.
And there's some stuff that I'm just like, I relate to a little too hard, and I didn't like what I saw. I need to readjust my own life goals now. But this season they're all in the Middle Ages, and it's Daniel Radcliffe is the prince of the tyrant,
which is great.
All right, I'm in. That's funny.
Steve Buscemi is the shit shoveler. That's his job. What really sucks is so this season started and I was reading a lot of Discworld, where shit shoveling and Henry King character, which neither of you understand what I'm talking about, but just roll with me.
Yeah, we're here.
There are nerds listening who know exactly what I'm talking about.
We're with you.
That guy in Uganda's fucking got your back.
In the Discworld series, there's this character named Henry King, and he's the king of shit in the Discworld, and it's literally he built an empire
of shit
by buying shit. You pay me to take this away. And then and then turning around and selling it because it turns out that fecal matter from many different mammals is actually useful. Like bat guano is useful and horse manure is useful.
Sure.
And human and dog manure are used in different things. And so he would make you pay him to collect it and then turn around. So there's this character in the Discworld who is a millionaire, and he's kind of like the Sopranos underworld character who's just like, yeah, but I'm now legitimate. Like, he's a shady character, but he's got enough money that he doesn't have
to. He's the king of the shit,
man. He's the king of shit.
Yeah.
And so I'm reading a lot of Discworld, and this is what's in my mind. And you turn around, and Steve Buscemi is supposed to be like the lowest of the low, and shit shoveling is a thankless job, and I was like, I just don't understand.
But wait, he's supposed to be the king of shit.
Because the logistics are
first rule is always keep your eye on the cart.
Yeah. Always keep your eye on it. Never turn your back on the cart.
Never turn your back on the cart. Speaking of not turning your back on the cart, Friends will be filming in actually all of the original studio or Stage 24.
He's determined to finish this.
Everybody's coming back, even the original.
We're going to finish the Friends story.
Yep.
The journalist of
Kaufman
won't let us
and
let
David
go.
Crane. Nope, let it go.
Cool. Watch Matthew Perry struggle to read his lines.
Oh my god!
The worst part is Matthew Perry is my favorite.
I was gonna say out of all of them, I like him the best.
Chandler is the best.
Yeah, he's the most exciting.
To
yeah,
know that he's struck up with. Yeah,
he's definitely the most charming. He's definitely, you know.
He had the best lines. Kind
of scary ass clowns right here.
Scary ass clowns came to your party.
We were watching the threesome episode last night. And Joey going, well, who gets, like, where do we go? What's heads and what's tails? Well, if you don't know, I don't want to do this with you.
I was gonna say, there's some great, like, I do love that show. There's some great lines. But, man,
but
it
you love it because
not,
of Chandler.
Yeah, I was going to say, it is not
Chandler
aged well, and, like, Chandler has the best lines.
You love it because of Chandler. And Phoebe. Phoebe is just randomly there making noises, and every now and again, it's just the most brilliant thing you've ever heard.
It's how I feel about How I Met Your Mother, where it's like,
yeah,
there's some great like lines from like a couple of people, but then you're like, oh god, the rest of the show is just.
But yeah, you gotta stop at the last season. You're just like, no,
yeah, no, you can just skip
don't,
it.
Don't keep going.
We don't need to know how he met his mother.
No, it was nice to see Lisa Kudrow in the last couple of episodes of The Good Place.
I love Lisa Kudrow.
Oh, is she? Is
yeah,
she in that?
She shows up at the end there.
I always, because I love Chandler's character so much, and I do love Matthew Perry, and I hate finding out that he's got this demon that he's got to struggle with.
Yeah.
But Lisa Kudrow is probably the most talented of the six of them.
Yeah, I'd say so.
And she, whenever she shows up in something, I'm never unhappy.
Mm-mm.
No. But she doesn't show up often.
She doesn't. Because
she doesn't need to. She's just like,
she knows how to
yeah,
play her cards. When she showed up in Easy A, I was like, I didn't expect her to be there, and I was so happy. When she showed up in The Good Place, it was like, I don't expect you to be here, but... Well,
yeah, but here you are, and we're happy you're here.
I'm so glad.
Yeah. But oddly enough, we never see her back as, like, her Phoebe. She's always so good. She's really talented.
Yeah.
She actually isn't Phoebe all the
no,
time. It's really good.
She doesn't need to do this stupid character all the time.
I don't need
time
to do this bit. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Speaking a stupid bit.
Would you call me? I'm gonna make
extremely
I'm gonna,
fit.
I'm gonna boil some water.
Boil some water.
Carry on.
The pictures of Rob Patterson in the new Batman.
Pigeonhole.
Oh my god! The poor boy.
Okay.
How did Rob Patterson get more pigeonholed than Daniel Radcliffe?
Well, because he was in that vampire movie that everybody freaked out over.
That's right.
I actually like him.
I have nothing against him. The worst thing he's done in his career is date what's her face from the Twilight.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's the thing is like he got so typecast and shoved down. He's one of those actors that really got tied to that series.
He got the shaft hard.
And that's the thing is like nobody can see him as anything else. So
he
it's like, oh, well, he was a vampire now. I guess
always
he's a bat, am I right? Like, and that's the thing is, like, nobody can let that go. I think the suit looks fine. Looks a little weird.
It's a little weird, and I like, because I think, according to the story, this is early Batman. So
yeah,
he hasn't developed all of the tech.
So
he hasn't gotten the
I'm more upset that we're Batman than Robert Patterson is in it. Like, that's why
I just
I'm
want a Robin solo movie.
I do too.
Let's throw that out there. Why not?
I'm looking forward
I want a
to seeing Robert Pattinson in more things.
Yeah.
But
maybe
I could do without another Batman movie.
Yeah, I mean, maybe this will hopefully get him into other things. It's like, oh, he's doing a superhero movie. Maybe
Kristen Stewart is doing well.
No, she's
no,
not
she's
doing
not.
Well.
That new horror film with her down at the bottom of the ocean.
Charlie's Angels?
Well, that that's where that one went to, and while she was down there, she filmed this.
This way is better. We're just going to roll on it.
No, but like, yeah.
Yeah, I. So
it looks fine. It's
no,
on.
It
it's on set. Here's the thing. It's an on set photo. It's not the final product. They always do touch ups of CGI. And
I don't
shit
know
now
what you're talking about. As far as I know, we actually are talking about Charlie's Angels.
All of the special effects in the world aren't
saving
that film.
There's pictures of the bat suit, and it looks different. The one problem I have is with the eyes. Like everything else looks fine. It's a little armored. It's got a decent looking cowl. Looks like he can move his fucking neck. But like the main problem. Thank you. The main problem is that like He's got these weird goofy eye, like, goggle things on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why do you guys always have to do this?
Spider-Man before Star
Trek. No, he looks like Night Owl.
But not even, it's not even like that, because that, at least I'd be like, that's fucking hilarious. But
it's way Night Owl.
Yeah, and it's got, he's got these, like, googly eyes.
Why can't we just do Night Owl instead of another Batman?
Well, and that's the thing, is I want other superheroes. But then DC, like, tries to do the whole, like, dark, gritty thing, and I'm like, no, go back to what Shazam was. Shazam was fun.
Shazam
was a lot of fun. I liked that movie.
So somebody pointed out to me, and I didn't make this connection until it was pointed out to me, and then they had to convince me with a PowerPoint. It was embarrassing.
Wow.
That the guy who plays Shazam.
Yeah, Zachary Levi.
Yeah.
Is Chuck is in Ms. Maisel.
Is he?
Is he?
Yeah, get on your damn homework and watch the shows.
You know,
because I was just like, oh my god.
Yeah, he's great. I like him in a lot of things, and I thought he was great as Shazam.
Uh-huh.
I thought DC was going to try and go a fun new direction of, like, maybe we could be more lighthearted, but then they're like, another Batman movie, go! It's going to be a dark, gritty reboot of a dark, gritty reboot.
Okay, for all of my hate on DC, the reality... You're wearing a DC shirt right now.
Yeah, of course.
Just, like, side-eye you.
No!
For all of DC's faults, the biggest mistake they make is they won't let go of the three characters on your shirt.
Yeah.
And the Batman,
Superman, and Wonder Woman.
The Trinity.
They have more content than Marvel.
Yeah. They've got lots of superheroes.
They won't get into it.
Yeah.
And they should. They should absolutely just, like, forget Batman. Go.
Well, that's what Marvel did. In the beginning, nobody really knew. Like, people knew who Iron Man was, but the mainstream didn't. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, people only knew Spider-Man. They knew Captain America.
And X-Men.
And the X-Men. And that was kind of it.
That was it.
And like, now, Iron Man is a household name. People know who fucking Doctor Strange is. I had to sit there and explain to people who Doctor Strange was before that movie came out.
Yeah.
Like, no, he's a wizard. Like, he's fucking rad. Like, I love him.
He's a wizard. Pop Harry.
Two years ago, I had to explain at a comic convention to a comic book nerd, I had to explain the difference between Miss Marvel and Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
I had to actually somebody.
As long as you don't actually say it, it's fine.
Okay, but it was such sweet desserts.
Oh, 100%. You put that nerd in his fucking place.
He was actually his mom.
Yeah.
Like, his actual... Okay, let's all just take a moment. let me set the stage. We were at a comic book event, and this grown man brought his mother.
Mm-hmm.
And he was explaining to his mom, yeah, the movie is going to come out with Ms. Marvel. And I was like... Can I let it go?
All right, so in current continuity, she goes by Captain Marvel. She was originally Ms. Marvel, but she dropped that title in exchange for Captain.
No, they're different characters.
So I'm going to actually you for a second.
But they're different characters.
No, Ms. Marvel now is a different character. So back then it wasn't.
Two years ago they were different characters.
Yeah, Carol Danvers, same Ms. Marvel. She dropped Ms. Marvel for Captain Marvel. And now Ms. Marvel is the what's her name?
2 years ago, when the movie was coming out, they were already different characters.
Yeah, 100%.
So I'm going to stand by my state of, they know they're different characters. Because in the time that I'm explaining this, no, they're already different characters.
All right.
You don't get to be a comic book expert and not know that. Get out of my...
At least not know that they're different characters.
I believe my exact words were, is get out of my booth.
Yeah. Jesus fucking Christ.
Do you know where gatekeepers get their information?
You?
From a well, actually.
Oh, hey, F5. Nice.
That's good. That was real quality.
I saw that on the internet last night, and I busted a fucking gut.
Yeah,
give me... It's not mine. I saw it on the internet. I'm sorry.
Give us new DC.
Yeah,
give us new not Batman.
Well, you know, and I'm hoping,
not
I
Superman,
honestly thought...
not Batman, not Wonder Woman, not Ben Affleck. I don't want Ben Affleck.
I don't...
Green Lantern
actually...
Let's do it again.
No. Fuck off.
Ryan Reynolds, bring
fuck
him
off.
Back.
Fuck off.
Make him come back. Yeah. Make him be the villain.
I don't have a problem with the Wonder Woman. The Wonder Woman, you know what? We haven't seen a Wonder Woman movie, really.
A lot of, well, we have... There have been Wonder Woman movies and TV shows and shit, but like...
Let me tell you, it's
not been great.
From my pro-feminist, all humans are equal, I don't care what genitals you were born with, you are worthy of whatever. feminist outlook of why I'm sick of Wonder Woman.
All right.
Because it's a trope at this point. It's the safe bet. We're feminists. We're pro woman because we're for Wonder Woman. It's safe. And frankly, what we're all asking for and why we're all pleased with The Mandalorian and The Witcher and they're the same story. John was surprised. Aaron, recover. But Wonder Woman is safe. And what we're all asking for, like whenever we complain that we want new stories, we want new... Go to a new fandom. Go to something that we haven't already seen 8 different versions of. It's exactly what we're asking for as an audience. Is we want the not safe bet. Take a risk, please, and succeed or fail. Please just take the risk. And Wonder Woman is the safe. It's the safe trope. It's Xena Warrior Princess. It's a safe bet. And people will always love Wonder Woman, and there's nothing wrong with Wonder Woman, but there's also nothing extraordinary about Wonder Woman either.
The factor that I have an issue with is we've been teased for 2 years now for the Black...
No, Sonic's in theaters now. It's all right.
For 2 years now, that Black Adam was coming.
Oh, yeah.
That The Rock was playing...
Yeah, but he keeps tweeting about it, but nobody cares.
But nobody cares. Nothing has happened. And there is a perfect follow-up. And to your point, Shazam, sitting on the shelf, great film.
Mm-hmm.
I walked out with happy, happy feel-goods.
Yeah.
And I
can feel it in my jellies.
Yeah, that's all right.
What are you wearing?
All right, we don't need the Bantha jelly. We can leave that off the list. Sorry, Star Wars joke.
No, I got it.
Okay. But I mean that it's just sitting there simmering now. And those kids are only getting older.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is like we've got like a time limit on that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And we're probably not gonna do anything with it. The Flash movie has gotten through like 5 directors now. And Ezra Miller is like, I still want to do it. Like,
yeah, the Flash is another old superhero. Yeah. We've seen that since the 90s, since 19 fucking 90.
Yeah, there's a TV show and a movie.
And like, move on. There's so much more content. Do something else. Well, do fucking Lancelot, for Christ's sake. Like, just pick something.
That'd be wrong. I'd be in for Lancelot.
I mean, the Flash...
You just want to see that He-Man haircut.
Oh, of course.
Oh my god. The Flash show right now is actually pretty good. It's probably the best that it's been.
I'm just saying that when from a film industry standpoint, do something else.
Agreed. Because we don't need the film because we have the show.
Give me Martian Manhunter or Ms. Martian, like one of those two. Like,
you know what? I'd be down for a Manhunter.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah.
I actually was hoping out of Aquaman we would see Black Manta 2 or Black Manta, you know.
Like a spinoff? I would love to see a Black Manta.
That would be actually kind of fun.
The problem with Aquaman is that reminds us why Marvel is superior.
Yes.
Oh, well.
The spaghetti DC story.
I don't care what hunk you got to play. I don't care how great the special effects are.
I thought it was so funny.
It's still Aquaman.
It's one of those movies that shouldn't have been, was not trying to be funny, but had hilarious moments where it's just like, that. I don't think that was intentionally funny, but I had a good time.
I think the biggest problem with Aquaman is that basically it's the male Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
But the problem is the storytellers who always take on Aquaman, be it in comic or film or Jason Momoa, they always try and make it bigger and more important than the Little Mermaid. But at the end of the day, guys, it's the Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
It's the boy Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
And if you just accept that and tell that the best you can, everything will be better and everything will fall, but you never do. So Aquaman is just a punchline.
There we go. There's the breakdown for you.
Yeah, he still talks to fish and he's still... They made that joke in Justice League. I heard you talk to fish. It's like, no, because he's stupid. Like, yeah.
They didn't have that chef songs break.
Sebastian?
Can you imagine? No, the one with the chef, with the mad chef.
Yeah, the chef has a song. I forget
that. That's right, I forgot about
that. Yeah, now, can you imagine if we would have gotten Under the Sea for something? Like, just out of left field.
Under the Sea.
Even something that, like, 3 notes in sounded like it.
And then
You would have been done. You would have been happy. Everything would have been great.
But Disney doesn't own DC, so...
Not yet.
Not the point. My point is, first of all, Little Mermaid is Hans Christian Andersen.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you're 100%.
Do you think either of us are going to question you on it?
No, I know for sure.
Well, and Disney owns a lot of Grimm fairy tales.
Yeah.
Because public domain, Hans Christian Andersen is a different domain. And sure. while Disney has like claimed a Little Mermaid in the animated stuff, whatever, man. We can still go down that road.
But if we
give me weird DC,
if we, you know what, DC
Dutch versus German, it's very different.
If we got like a Nightwing or a Batgirl
I'd go see a Batgirl.
That'd be kind of fun.
Batwoman thing, like I'm looking at the ads for Batwoman, and the eyes turn me off. Like
it's
weird.
It's
the suit looks weird.
Yeah,
the suit.
It's the suit that really throws me off.
Well, it's a black corset with you know everything and. It takes off the comic very well.
Yeah.
It's only the first season. I'm more inclined to finish watching this than I really give a shit about Stargirl. That
Stargirl.
DC is throwing out there.
Listen, Stargirl's one of those that, like, nobody knows who she is.
Nobody knows.
And I know who she is because it's like it's one of those weird, like, niche characters where you're like, oh, right.
Yeah.
She's in the Justice League.
JSA. She's in Justice Society.
Oh, that's right. She's Justice Society.
She never made the JLA.
Yeah. I keep hearing they're like, well, we want to do, like, the Golden Age of Superheroes kind of spinoffs, and I'm like, well, then do it. Like,
then bring back, you know, Black Cat, Jay Garrick's Flash.
Oh, I'd like to see Black Cat. I'd see a Black Cat movie.
I'd be down for that. I would also like to see a Dr. Fate.
Because
Dr. Fate would
Dr.
be
Fate, I think, would be kind of fun.
They're just scared
because,
to get weird.
I think so.
DC's stuff is so dated.
Mm-hmm.
If they wanted to do the comic book stuff as a period piece, we'd be down.
Yeah, I'd see like a 1960s.
I mean, we're gonna kind of
superhero thing. That'd
or,
be tight.
Or even a 1940s.
Oh yeah, go even further.
Yeah,
fuck
like
do the war.
Just do a fucking period with superheroes, and it would play into the Watchmen universe,
mm-hmm.
which is juicy.
Where's our new Watchmen movie? It's never going to happen.
No.
I don't think season 2 is even going to happen.
Series season 2 is not going to happen for The Watchmen. They have completely...
the director fucked it up.
Well, he's been back and forth, and in fact, I got into a discussion the other night about Watchmen is better than The Umbrella Academy, and I'm like, they're like two completely different stories, and you can't compare them.
So, from what I understand, now, remember, I learn most of my information off the internet, so take it at face value.
Always.
And basically, I watch The Soup, but, you know, Soup, but without watching The Soup.
It's not the same without Joel McHale.
You know,
oh my fucking god! Yeah, I forgot he used to be on The Soup. Yeah.
Shush!
Not the same.
But
anyway,
and
about
I,
Chris
and,
Hardwick.
And I haven't watched.
Bring him back.
I haven't actually watched the new Watchmen, but I have watched a lot of information surrounding it and read a lot of articles. And from what I understand, it wasn't what he did with the show; it's what he did off. The show, about the show and talking to interviewers and talking to people is what fucked it up.
Did he, like, hype it up in a bad way? Or was it just
he started saying some things that didn't... first of all, made it sound like he didn't understand his own source material.
Oh, no.
And number two, that he wanted to take it in a direction that was not going to fly.
Interesting.
And,
okay.
And I'm not going to get into it without
sure.
proper sources to cite.
I'm sure it was a political thing because it was starting
it's
to reach.
Watchmen.
I was going to say it was starting to reach ahead, and I'm sure like it has something to do with that.
It's first of all, it's
because,
Alan Moore. It's a political
well,
thing.
Well, yeah, obviously.
And second of all, it's Watchmen. It's
yeah.
a fucking political.
Yeah, that's
thing.
The whole argument. And
and it started to go. It started to go in a way that he. And basically it was it comes down to we ended up at season 12 of The Walking Dead and season 2 of Watchmen.
Oh dear.
Yeah. And they put a lot of holes into the original source material I didn't want explanations for some of it.
With the whole squid thing where I was like, we didn't need to go into more detail about the squid. Like it was kind of fun that it was just all of a sudden raining squids for no reason.
Yeah.
Right?
No, the Watchmen show, from what I understand, again, haven't actually sat down and watched it, there was nothing wrong with what they did. The execution of the show was brilliant.
Yeah, it's a great show.
But when you started talking to the director about it, it started to sound like, wait, did you work on the same show?
Yeah, I was going to say, he probably had some ideas that probably weren't agreed with and...
He was talking like he had different ideas, and what we saw and what he thought he put out was not the same thing.
Weird.
Mm-hmm. Like it was getting weird.
Huh.
And Alan Moore is weird, but Alan Moore's not in this project. How did it get this weird?
Yeah, I was going to say. And, like, that's the whole thing is there were things that were never explained and things that were over-explained, and I can see why he probably got confused along the way, too.
He didn't seem like, confused. He was confusing. But again, and I don't want to get into it on air without proper sources to cite and actual things to point to. But and so I'll talk about it more off air, and we can research together. But
yay!
Yeah. But it like I'm not surprised that it's getting dropped, not because the show wasn't good, but more because the people involved were being odd.
Sure, I can see that happens a lot in projects where. The people involved are what throw off the decent story, where it's just like, oh, we had a good thing going, and now you fucked up.
Well, it's like we have a perfect product, but I am not working with that asshole again. it got weird, man.
Went above and beyond. Speaking of going above and beyond, Mulan actually has come out with its rating for the new film, and it is PG-13.
Was it the first getting one? Edgy. I feel like it's not the first one. I feel like
as far as Disney or the
live action Disneys.
I don't think all of them. I think they've all been PG.
Yeah.
Have they?
Yeah. PG or G is usually what they're showing.
I'm still going with it's because she's a girl in pants.
I think you're probably right. It's
both,
not the
both literal
the,
and metaphorical.
The war and.
It's an unexpected rating due.
Yeah, it's the metaphorical and literal pants.
It's actually due to the film's sequence of violence.
No, it's pants.
Is she going to defeat the Huns?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
They're saying because of the intense battle scenes and the hand-to-hand combat, sword fights.
I'm telling you, Lion King was pretty damn violent.
One of those fuckers gets pushed off a cliff.
The Lion King is just
guts
lame.
Everywhere.
Yeah, you know, I haven't watched the live-action one because I don't want to relive the trauma of Mufasa getting pushed off a cliff.
So. I don't disagree with this statement.
I tried watching. I didn't even make it to it. I mean, it was horrible.
I watched live-action Aladdin and I was done.
I watched the live-action Beauty and the Beast. I've watched the live-action Cinderella, and they've been fine.
Yeah, those two were like a rehashing.
They were fine.
It's like
they weren't
shot
good.
For shot. It seems
they weren't great.
But Aladdin is horrible.
Cinderella was borderline annoying.
Aladdin's rough to get through.
It has no heart, no soul, nothing. Yeah.
It feels like a Bollywood movie that's trying to be American for some reason.
The bad thing
is... Or like an American movie trying to be Bollywood.
Maybe a mix of both.
And therefore problematically racist.
I mean, I don't even know if it was that, because it was done by, I think...
Guy Ritchie.
It was done by Guy Ritchie?
Guy Ritchie...
I think that might be the problem.
It's a big wrench in his streak with me.
Wow.
In fact...
The man.
Latest news is Guy Ritchie has been tapped to do Aladdin 2.
Stop. Why is there a sequel?
Because there was a sequel.
There was a sequel.
I know there was, but we don't need that one rehashed.
No.
It was bad. It was very bad. So was the TV show.
I've seen a lot of reviews for the live action Disney, and they've only confirmed that I have no interest. And if I have an interest to go watch it, you're not going to want to hear my bashing. But it was a big part of my childhood, and I just want to be like, shut up.
Yeah, I'm not going to go see Mulan. Probably
you wrote it for Ross. God, your childhood is problematic.
According to sources, Mulan appears to be an original interpretation of the legend, opposed to what the recreation of the Disney classic has been.
Yeah, they've been saying that, but the whole thing is like, oh well. But why?
So it's
Mulan actually
Crouching
is,
Tigger, Hidden Pooh.
No,
with
Mulan is probably the one I'm the most excited to see what they do, and I am gonna go see it. Because Mulan was a real person, just like Joan of Arc was a real person. And she did have a life, and Disney's version of her, while not historically accurate, was historically credible.
Sure.
I mean, it's like redoing Robin Hood. While Robin Hood probably wasn't a real person.
Or a fox, for that matter.
Shut up! I love that! best Robin Hood
Go
ever!
On.
First of all, let's all face it. No matter who's playing him, Robin Hood was a fox.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. But whether or not Robin Hood was a real human being, adding to the legend of Robin Hood, anything you add... to the legend, I'm not upset with.
Sure.
as long as it's sticking with the spirit of those core values, core
steal from the rich, give to the poor kind of thing. As long as we're along that route, we're good.
Outlaw for the people, we're that's the core. But, you know, and King Arthur is another one of those that's like, okay, well, whether or not they were a real person doesn't matter. We stick to the core values.
Yeah,
Mulan was a real person.
Stick to the script here.
But as long as you are sticking to the core of her legend, same with Joan of Arc, and some other historical figures their legend is bigger than the historical facts. Like Napoleon, that's a big one. He's a historical villain, but it's like the historical.
It's a little exaggerated, some of the stories you hear.
Yeah, but it's like whether legend has surpassed them, it's fine. Yeah. It's fine as long as you're sticking with the core of who they were.
Sure.
And
I'm talking about Rasputin.
And so like the Disney.
He was real and crazy, but
who?
Rasputin.
We'll come back to that. Mulan, like the Disney, while it wasn't historically accurate, it stuck to the historical feel of her. I feel. If you disagree, cool. We can politely talk about it and come convince me over to your way of thinking. Fine.
Have some tea.
Yeah, I'm okay with being wrong. Just do it considerately. Don't at me. I feel like the way Disney portrayed her in the original was a great way to inspire young girls and also Asian girls to be proud of heritage.
Yeah.
Chinese or otherwise, and so it is mostly positive. And they had actual Asian actors being the voice actors, so I mean, lots of good things. So this one I'm really excited about.
This is the first PG-13 for the Disney driven stories, not like Marvel or any of the other ones that Disney has absorbed.
But Disney only.
Yeah.
But Disney only. This is their first PG-13.
Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast.
This could be their Deadpool.
Yeah.
It's either gonna like, and that's really like the leeway we have is we give you this rating and you can do with it what you want or you can fuck it up entirely.
Yeah,
there is no middle ground. You either Deadpool success this or you Deadpool failure.
At least it's not 100% rehashing of the same movie we've already seen.
Yeah, okay.
Which is at least fine. I mean, it failed for Aladdin.
No, there's no Mushu.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no historical Mushu. Shush.
I again still just want Eddie Murphy in a dragon costume.
Okay, first of all,
we'll get that
in a different movie.
I need it.
All I could see when I watched Dolomite on Netflix was him dressed in the dragon costume. Well, just because that whole scene
is like,
I'm Mushu, motherfucker!
That's the thing, is like, it would be way out of left field, but I want it, and it's not going to happen because they're trying to be historically accurate, and I get it.
I respect that from Disney. At least, again, they're trying to give us something new, and I'm okay with that.
When's the live action Frozen going to happen?
I really hope they've learned a lesson from the fake wokeness of Aladdin.
Okay, it was rough.
It was depressing.
Yeah, because I thought people would like it. That's the depressing part.
Well, and you know what? I don't mean to bash on Will Smith. But let's face it, Robin Williams you cannot fill.
I think it could have been anybody.
He carried that fucking film.
I think the Will Smith is the genie thing is like bottom of the list of issues.
And that's the thing. He was my favorite part of that movie, which is sad. He's not awful.
Of the movie, the fact that it has no driving force, the fact that it has no... Like, we don't care about any of these characters.
The fact
that the song montages contradict the action of the story, like, there's a lot of issues before we ever even get to the fact that Will Smith is creepy painted blue.
Well, and then the guy that plays Aladdin is not the best of choices.
He's forgettable.
He's absolutely forgettable.
He's a very bland
character. The only scene that I really like is the march into the city with Prince Ali.
That's not even like his shtick. That was like everybody else just being there.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, okay, that was fun.
I have to
sit through the rest of the movie.
It seemed like a larger outsourced moment, you know.
Seems like they got a different director partway through, and the new director was like, "Oh, I like that part," and then didn't like anything else.
The problem is this is Guy Ritchie. You can't. I don't. Okay, I'm going to ask this rhetorically, but can Guy Ritchie make a PG film?
No.
Well,
I don't think he can make anything.
Okay.
Oh, you're going to die, motherfucker.
Just kidding. I like Guy Ritchie.
Guy Ritchie is, and but that's a valid thing. It's Guy Ritchie's
a weird choice.
Guy Ritchie always does gritty films.
He does. Yeah.
And even when he did Sherlock Holmes, it was gritty Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
But it was still compelling, and the dialogue was good. The story was great.
And it was gritty. When he did King Arthur, mm-hmm. which up until Aladdin was my least favorite film he ever did, and it's still a great film.
It's better than Aladdin.
It was long. It was like that was my big complaint about the King Arthur was long.
It is a long movie. I was gonna say that movie's like 3 hours long.
It's long.
And I felt it in the theater. I was like, dude, this is
that's a Lord of the Rings one.
But, I needed to know going in that it was gonna be a Lord of the Rings.
But I do, and the dialogue. It was gritty, and the dialogue that he created for Arthur and everything.
But here's the other thing.
The tone that he set was great.
Everything he's done has always been British.
Yeah.
Yes.
Even when it's British for American arts, like the King Arthur and the Sherlock Holmes, that was British for Americans. It was still British.
Mm-hmm.
And Aladdin was
not.
It's very not. Much it's, not. It's very American for Americans.
And it's supposed to be very colorful and very fun. And
the worst part is it's whitewashed. It's whitewashed Middle Eastern.
Yeah.
For Americans, and I think that's a big that's a problem before we even get to who's doing.
I was gonna say because they're like, what if we had like Bollywood style dancing? I'm like, okay, now you're just mixing countries, and that's weird.
Strange. Then you got someone with experience to come and do that.
And that was the whole thing. Was it's like it feels like he saw pictures from the Middle East, and that's kind of all he knew.
And that's problematic.
And like,
because I don't think Guy Ritchie is really that awful.
No.
So
I don't think it's his fault. I think it's the fact that they picked a director who, like, is known for gritty British films.
I don't think he was qualified to do this. Like, and I think whoever wrote the script wasn't qualified to do this, and it was just... But I'm looking forward to Mulan. I am. I'm looking forward to this.
I mean, out of all the ones, it's at least
interesting. This is the critical eye I'll be taking into that film. Yes. Yeah. So don't...
Listen, at least they got a director who seems like they know what they're doing with this kind of film.
Hopefully.
So
somebody who's actually read a history book.
Yeah, well,
maybe.
Doesn't include the Roman Empire.
Speaking of the critical eye, Transformers the Animated Prequel, War of Cybertron, a trailer dropped today for the new Netflix series, and it looks awesome.
Yeah, it looks great.
It takes a huge page from the original 1980s cartoon.
The font he has for that is like...
Awesome! It's Big Comic Sans.
Are you kidding? The Transformers look like the fucking Transformers. Well, they're not Michael Bay.
That's the one thing I liked about Bumblebee was they kind of went back to that.
Yes!
And so I'm glad we're going back to like, oh, right, these are based on toys and we could just use those designs. Crazy how that works.
Yeah. And, YouTube,
oh, we're not doing dark and gritty?
You two weren't here for...
Not everyone can be Guy Ritchie.
Well,
not
everybody. Now, you two were not here when I did the solo podcast during the snowstorm.
He was talking to himself.
Probably. It was really
weird.
It was really weird.
You came to Red's
strange.
House and podcasted
no one was
by
here.
Yourself.
And
it's the biggest studio.
So I'm sitting here and I'm doing the podcast, and one of the other stories that I talked about was the Transformers Beast Wars is under topic for a film deal.
The Beast Wars cartoon is rough looking.
It's extremely rough looking.
It is not a pleasant looking show.
So I don't know why that they would think that this needs a film. My hope and prayers go that this Netflix series hits, because they have all of the Transformers that I want to see.
My whole thing is I'm like, oh, please let this do well so they realize, oh, we don't need to do dark and gritty Transformers anymore.
No.
Let Michael Bay go.
Yes.
Well, like, so you weren't here when we were talking about the Sonic movie. But
I love that movie.
Did you see it?
I fucking love that movie.
Of course
okay.
I did.
You know what? Fuck. You know, Mario Brothers came first. That was the first successful.
No, it was not successful.
Yes, it was.
No, I mean, it made money, but I wouldn't call it successful.
No. Well, Mario Brothers is something we'd all like to pretend.
No,
and listen.
We don't.
At least Sonic is a Sonic movie, and not. What if we gave them the Mario Brothers names and then just made our own
There's
fucking movie?
I mean, John Leguizamo. and Bob Hoskins.
Oh my god,
they were drunk that whole movie.
They know.
Yeah, because they had to, they were getting paid.
Yeah, and they didn't care.
But no, no. Okay, so I haven't seen the Sonic movie, but my point that I was making, and as a point I'd like to reiterate, is when you are doing nostalgic stuff, you have to be aware of your marketing audience. Are you marketing to the 35-year-old nostalgic audience, or are you marketing to their kids who have no basis of this source material?
Yeah, yeah, and that's Sonic was an interesting one because Sonic's still around, and so, but they're still pandering to the kids. That was the problem.
That was the problem.
It is like, and I could tell throughout the he flosses.
And the reason for Transformers. Is, well, you should floss too, man.
No.
I know what you
don't
mean.
Don't do that, Grandma. Don't.
I know what you mean, but what do you mean? I've been flossing since I was four. What's wrong with you?
Jesus Christ.
It's not my name. Anyway.
Okay, Boomer.
I'm not a Boomer. We've done the math. I'm actually in my
It's the age. Mentality.
But the Transformers and this goes back to the whole Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman. Like, move on, get something new, get something different. That's why, and frankly, this is why The Mandalorian and The Witcher are so high on my list right now and so successful in their own rights. Is they're new.
Yeah.
They're new. They're not trying to. It's not trying to be Boba Fett. It's not trying to be anything that we've seen before. It is its own thing. And yes, it's old source material. But they did their own. They did a new, fresh something.
Yeah. With an old thing.
Yeah.
With
yeah.
an old thing. They
so,
took something old
so
and made
they,
it new.
They managed to find a way to make something fresh, that fed into the nostalgia, but also was fresh.
That's why Transformers, like, this new thing looks decent, where it's like, oh, we're not just rehashing. They go to Earth, then they save the humans. It's like, no, we're actually seeing, like, the war of how they got there.
So pick your audience. Yeah. And if you're pandering to the adults for the nostalgic value, then fine. Make it all gritty and crazy. Mm-hmm. But if you're actually trying to interest and make something for kids, then stop it.
So the trailer looks gritty because Wheeljack... his arms barely hanging
that happens
on
in the old cartoons too, because he gets killed like immediately
in the
War for Cybertron, like he gets fucking murdered, like
you're a popular old drinking buddy, aren't you?
It's both of us.
Page.
Your phone will not shut up.
It's the page.
That's his phone, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
That's making the ding.
Oh,
so
ding.
Don't at me.
But the trailer looks really gritty. Megatron's like all ripped up. Yeah. Like, I mean, it looks very impressive.
Well, if that King Arthur bullshit, I'd like to see him ripped up.
Fuck. We don't talk about Black Knight.
Yeah.
God damn. Oh, The Last Knight, whatever the fuck it was
Who
called.
Who cares? It was awful.
It was so bad. And then they're like, what if we just go back in time and just this didn't happen?
Yeah. Do over.
Yeah.
We will post the trailer up so you guys can take a look at it for the Moment of Geek on Monday.
I'm busy.
Yeah, you're busy.
All right.
And you can check it out. I'm excited to
I'm rewatching the All the Boys I've Loved Before for the 15th time. I just don't even.
Mm-mm. Oh, shit. Devin just watched the new one and she won't stop telling me about it. I'm like, I'm not going to watch it.
It's so good.
I've heard it's great.
It's so good. You'll hate it.
I know.
Kavinsky is the best boyfriend in literature ever. I am convinced.
So what did you like about Sonic?
Well, actually, here's the thing. It was a fun movie.
Ambrose can suck it.
Shit. Second John Marston, he's the worst part of the Sonic movie.
He's so boring.
Everything he does, it's like he's this like small town cop, and he feels small town cop where it's just like he's just kind of like I help everybody. His whole goal is just like I want to move to San Francisco and be a cop there so I can save just one person. It's like nobody fucking cares.
So I can save just one person.
That's his whole thing.
But we all blame Patterson for supposedly being.
Yeah, he's white bread. He is fucking Wonder Bread, and it's so boring.
He's always going to be Cyclops.
Yeah.
Cyclops was a boring throwaway character when you played him, and that's what he will be.
And I feel bad, because like I kind of like the guy as an actor, but everything he's in,
I love him as an actor.
I like him as eye candy. As an actor,
Well, he was on Colbert the other night, and of course they're promoting Sonic.
Yeah.
He's on there doing his Matthew McConaughey impersonation.
Yeah, I can see that. I bet it's
And oh
decent.
My god. But it is hilarious. He doesn't do the all right.
And it was the most entertaining thing he's ever done.
Yes.
And I was going to say,
including Cyclops.
Ben Schwartz.
Well, Cyclops
though,
is already dull to begin with.
Ben Schwartz can do no wrong in my eyes. As Sonic, he was fantastic. He's energetic. He's fun to listen to. He's got some good quips. Like, and then there's fucking Jim Carrey. That is Jim Carreyest. And I loved him so much in this movie.
Really?
Oh, here's, like, the whole thing is, like, in the trailers, it makes him look annoying.
Yeah.
And it starts off that way, but then you can tell, like, they made changes to make him far less annoying and just be, like, this weird fucking character who just kind of shows up. Because he's, right. Even though he's the main villain, you don't see him that much.
I was going to tell you, when it's free on demand, I'll get to watching it. But Jim Carrey is such a turnoff.
Really?
Yeah, I hate
Not
Jim
a fan?
Not a fan. Not since about the Mask era.
It feels like Mask era.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey. And I think that's why I like it better. Because it's not like, it's not Jim Carrey trying to be Jim Carrey. Hey, what? Just do the thing. And he's like, okay.
So Jim Carrey's idea of comedy and his career has been, I'm Canadian, so not actually American, so give me a chance. And I'm gonna act like a hyperactive child, but as a grown man, and I'm going to be extra loud when I do it.
Then you'll definitely not like this.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of that.
And that's why I don't like Jim Carrey, and that's why I don't like Will Ferrell, and that's why Adam Sandler is better as a voice actor.
You said that.
Yeah, well, he's not even Canadian. Like, no. He doesn't even have that excuse.
When Carrey showed up on the Colbert Report, mm-hmm. it was like he took a page from Robin Williams' playbook.
Because he does was on coke! Like, Robin Williams.
No, this is non-coke years.
Okay, but Robin Williams, look.
So Carrey comes on to the Colbert Report and late night, sorry, mm-hmm. and has this whole marching band behind him.
That's fucking hilarious.
And does this whole march through the stands, shaking people's hands, and just singing and acting like an absolute fool.
Yeah.
But when I'm watching this, I'm like, That's not Jim Carrey. That's Robin Williams. Because I can see Williams doing that before I can ever see him.
I like the movie, but I can see why it would definitely... If you don't like Jim Carrey's humor, he's like a good chunk of the movie. Like, it's mostly Ben Schwartz being Ben Schwartz, and I really like that. But they are very much pandering to kids.
Mm-hmm.
Which should.
And that's who the target audience should be.
Yes.
Because kids still know who Sonic is. Like, whether I'd like to admit that or not, I might be old and had the Sega Genesis and played the Sonic games.
I still have my Sega Genesis.
You're about 4 years from being old.
Shit, don't tell me that.
You're still not old.
All right.
You got 4 years, and then you can
play. And then you're done.
Fair enough. But it's just like...
You're on the back nine.
They're very much pandering to kids, so if you're not like, I can sit through a kid's movie and still enjoy myself, don't go see it. If you're like, I really liked the Sonic games as a kid, and I really like it, go see it. It's fun.
This time, 4 years from now, there's going to be a preview for a band, and all the kids are going to be talking about it, and you're going to be like, what?
Who?
And that'll be the moment.
I think somebody pointed out, it's like when you can't name, like, 60% of the Pokemon, you're old. And I was like, oh shit, I'm getting there.
Then I've been old since 1990.
There you go.
I can name more Pokemon now than when I was 12.
I liked how you, when we did the trivia thing at Hard Rock that one year, and you were making up names that even were not Pokemon, and she ends up winning the trivia contest.
I think I won because I sang the Jigglypuff song in front of people.
You did. On stage at the Hard Rock.
Probably because everybody got all the questions wrong.
Yeah.
I've seen that where it's like, you get all the questions wrong, but then like they do some random thing like that, and you're like,
but
all right. Weren't you up there with Ken?
I was up there with Ken.
Oof.
And,
Ken's Pokédex.
Ken can name any
Yeah,
Pokemon.
Ken's a walking Pokédex.
I was just saying the funny names that I make up for the Pokemon. Yeah,
Radish Cat?
Yeah. It's Garlic Cat.
Garlic Cat. I apologize.
Oh, Bulbasaur?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
You speak red.
Yeah. She could probably say a weird one and I'd be like, oh, yeah, I know
but,
that.
But with the intent of, I'm going to lose, but I'm going to go out with an entertainment value.
That's right.
And first of all, nobody laughed and the MC gave me the points for each one because he didn't know
He had no clue. In comic book news, DC and IDW are teaming up for a Sandman Lock and Key crossover, which may
Yell
actually
me
be
now.
Be good.
Yell me now.
It's going to get just weird. The kids are going to open a door, and then the girl's going to annoy the shit out of me.
So we have Joe Hill.
She took her fear out. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. If I have to be on shrooms to understand the plot line.
So why are they doing this crossover?
You know,
is it by the same company? Or
Joe Hill, Gabriel Rodriguez, and Neil Gaiman are all getting together to do this story?
Because they're on shrooms. Or their wives are next.
Well, Neil and Joe are, at least. I can't speak for the other guy.
But I honestly think that this is part of Gaiman because there's rumors of him doing a Sandman series.
Yeah.
Those like, aren't just rumors.
I was going to say, didn't Netflix say they were taking it?
Those are confirmed.
Yeah.
Because they got Lock and Key and Sandman, I thought.
If you were in the same book clubs as me...
I don't know. Okay.
Shit, I'm in an anime book club.
Let's finish the travesty that American Gods is.
No, it's watching animes and they're calling it a book club. Don't worry about it. It's stupid.
I'm uncomfortable.
I hate it too. I hate it too. Yeah.
This will be a comic book series, but I think
Tim Kaminsky.
The problem is we need to finish the travesty that is American Gods.
We
that
don't
needs
know.
To come to
no.
an end.
No, we don't need to finish it. Just let it go.
Just let it die in peace. Let it get it over with.
Let it shrivel up and die in peace.
Die in peace and don't resurrect that. Puns in.
Tended. Hey, high five for
hey,
that
hey.
One.
High five.
Hey, Odin and Christ, just don't. Leave them on the tree.
Yeah. Get off the cross, we need the wood.
This week was the New York Toy Comic Con. New York Toy Con, excuse me.
Yeah.
Some of the big hits were the new Ghostbusters line and the re-release of the old Kenner line.
Yep.
Hasbro is on fire. There's the new Thundercats line, Series 3.
New Halo line.
New Halo line.
I'm so excited. I love those action figures.
They are great.
I have all the old Todd McFarlane ones. And
yep.
Hell yeah, I almost said Seth MacFarlane. But I don't think he made toys.
Don't know that. He may have.
your meme post of the Stormtroopers from The Mandalorian and the Red versus Blue crossover.
Oh, yeah.
Is what convinced us to get Disney Plus to watch that show. It's
one episode, and I'm like, I bet somebody from Rooster Teeth had a say.
Oh, yeah.
And it feels like they did.
I don't think
Stormtroopers, and
they
need to punch a baby
did,
in a bag.
But I definitely feel their stamp of approval.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They looked on it's, that.
It
like,
had
oh,
to
yeah.
have been a reference, or it feels too much like
but
it.
But they just were, that was the clincher of like, I'm not paying for Disney Plus. And then I saw that, I was like, we're going to do the free trial.
Can I see it? What? Can I see it? Now you got to see it. I scooped it up and put it in the bag. I didn't actually get to see it.
Why are we here? It was
so close.
Damn it, Caboose.
They almost said it, and I was like, come on.
Say it.
They were just waiting to not get shot by the commander, and they still got it.
They still get shot.
And of course, like the minute after we finished The Mandalorian, the first run through, I go on the internet and I see the meme of Henry Cavill as the Witcher holding Baby Yoda. And it just says Child of Surprise. And I was all like, holy shit.
That's right.
The Build-A-Bear that they released, the photo of for Baby Yoda looks
horrible. Oh my gosh.
Horrible.
Yeah. Every toy
The toy looks worse.
It's a baby doll for men.
It is.
It's weird.
It is.
Now, normally,
it's a weird one.
Normally I am all against the emasculating, gender profiling, shaming, whatever, but in this instance, no.
This is
weirdly for dudes, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
This is pure bastardized capitalism at its worst.
Yeah.
And this is we went into the toy factory, we took the baby doll model, and we changed the exterior to look like Baby Yoda. We're going to up the cost by 75%, and we're going to sell it to grown-ass men.
It's like they just stitched ears on like a normal baby, and it's weird. It looks bad.
And
it's like, you guys didn't consult anybody? Like
the eyes are fucking huge!
Yeah.
It's one of those, like, I am shaming you to save you.
Yeah.
I want to shame you to save you, because this is pure capitalist bullshit.
This is
Amazon marketing at its worst. This is
Kenner should be.
This is awful.
Ashamed
because
of it.
It is a baby
isn't
doll.
Kenner
it's
that's
not
putting
even
that one
a
out?
Good baby
I
doll.
I think it's Kenner
because I know the animatronic ones are all Hasbro,
Maybe it's Hasbro.
I know there that the shitty animatronic one where it goes like this, and it's like,
why? Action figures and Barbie dolls are the same thing, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that because the way kids play is gender neutral, and the way we play
is make it look cute. That's the whole appeal of the thing.
This is a baby doll that has facial expressions and poops its diaper for grown men.
It's weird.
It coos, it caws, it tries to lift a rock.
It's awful. Yeah, it's awful, and I shame you to save you from the terrible.
Because it doesn't look cute at all. No. Like, that's the whole appeal of the Baby Yoda is like, that thing's adorable, and I love it.
And if we were selling this to kids to get their parents to spend the money, we would say, it's $15, but because it's to grown men, it's $60.
It's $60 for
this ugly thing. And it's not that good. It doesn't even come with diapers that you can change.
This is bullshit. It doesn't come with a little silver ball I can hand to it. No.
This is bullshit. It doesn't even come with, like, food you can mix.
No, it doesn't even come with a frog to feed it.
No, there's nothing.
That's bullshit.
I agree.
And the only reason is because we're marketing to grown men.
It's weird.
And it's an ugly baby doll.
I was going to say, it's weird that that's who they're marketing to, because you can very much tell.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was at the New York Toy Fair. Yep. If it wouldn't have been at the Toy Fair...
Because the gatekeepers are not going to let girls cross-gender cosplay. It's Star Wars. Yet.
No, they already have.
Of course they have.
Jessica Negri has already done
it. Well,
she did
it
in a great way. I like her cosplay.
It's not about what people have done. It's about what the gatekeepers are going to let them do.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing is you're going to have the nerds who freak out about it. And it's like, you know, they can cosplay whoever they want. Negri did a great job of her cosplay. Mm-hmm.
Gender is an illusion. Let it go, okay?
I just don't want sexy Baby Yoda.
No!
I don't care what any... I won't gatekeep, I just don't want
to
see it.
No, I don't! It doesn't need to happen.
Well, that in itself is a whole patriarch bullshit in itself. It's like, why does everything have to be sexualized?
Yeah, it doesn't, and I don't want to see it.
And it's so problematic. First of all, stop trying to sexualize
Is this
everything.
How we're going to find out that this is, like, a bad thing? Are people finally going to be like, oh no, this is where we should draw the line?
Yeah, no, this is where we should draw the line.
Yeah, good luck.
Two things. First of all, stop sexualizing everything, blanket statement. Second of all, it's Baby Yoda. It's a child.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's 50 years.
Child.
You are sexualizing a child.
I'm sure that
baby.
Cosplay is already out there.
Oh, you know
I don't look for it, and I'm not going to.
That's pedophilia.
It's creepy.
You're a fucking creeper. There's no excuse for that. Fuck off.
Yeah, I don't need the sexy Baby Yoda cosplays.
Line drawn in the sand. Sexy Baby Yoda is pedophilia. You can go suck.
I'm glad Red's on board with this.
Yes.
I'm all for...
It was disturbing.
As I say, I'm all for making sexy whatever you want. I don't care.
Nope.
Like,
not Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda is where I draw the line, man. I don't need it. I don't want it. Nobody wants it.
No, find sexy what you find sexy. If you're furry and you're into that, fine. Consenting adults. But why does everything have to be sexualized?
It doesn't need to be. I don't need sexy Mandalorian. I mean, he's already sexy
as it is.
We don't need to do anything extra. That's why I like Negri's cosplay, where it's like, oh, crazy. She's just wearing the armor. And
she looks never good. Takes the
she
helmet off.
She looks good
off.
Doing it.
Yeah,
but
she never takes the helmet off.
She does. Finding something that's sexy sexualizing something is not the same thing.
Yeah.
But sexualizing a baby character, that's...
It's weird.
That's perverse.
It's weird. They're like, but he's 50 years old. No. This is like Dog Years thing. We're going off of that he's an infant and it's weird.
It's perverse. There's no two ways about it. It's like priests diddling altar boys. There is nothing redeemable about this.
I don't like it.
It's not weird. It's perverse.
I know I'm going to see it.
I know
I'm going to see it at San Diego Comic Con.
If we don't see it at San Diego, I guarantee you we're going to see it at Dragon Con.
You can at me on that and you will cry.
When we go to Dragon Con,
we're gonna see one, and I'm gonna
then,
hate it.
Huh? So just have bail money ready for me.
We'll do.
That's all I ask. I'm not gonna let that go. It's perverse.
Lego did release its version of the Mandalorian,
and I'm excited.
Yeah, that looks great.
Are
they gonna put the ship out?
Yes,
because I want
the ship is part of the set. We have the Mandalorian. We have a Baby Yoda. We have IG-11. We have IG-11 in that set as well.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So it the set looks amazing and absolutely is going to fly off of the fucking shelf.
As you say, that's one I'm going to have to pre-order because I know I'm never going to get it.
Yeah, it's going to fly off. Also released during the Toy Fair, Marvel Zombies Pops figures.
All right.
You know what?
Just keep releasing Pops until the day we die.
Like, yes. It's interesting.
My thing about Pops is Pops are great, except yeah. except when Netflix did that whole like documentary on them. It's like, they were just a poor...
failed toy company.
Poor, yeah. middle-class, well, trust fund kids just trying to make a living.
Funko, and they were like, oh, they're going to be defunco'd. And I was like, oh, fucking stop.
And now I'm just like on this like, you know, if I see a pop I really need to have, fine.
Yeah.
But for the most part, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, there's too many now. I'm sick of it. I've gotten mine. I've gotten the ones I wanted. I just...
The current lineup right now for the zombies is Magneto, Wolverine, Deadpool, Gambit, Black Panther, Hulk, Wolverine, and Mysterio.
So
that's a weird choice,
isn't it?
Lineup, but sure. You know, again, at least Marvel's not afraid to get outside of its main cast here. Like we're not just sticking to Spider-Man, Iron Man, and Hulk anymore. Like
yeah.
we can go outside and
I mean, not surprised with
am
the
I right?
not surprised with the Deadpool.
Thor. It's all about Thor.
Yeah. It is all Amen. About Thor. Fat
it's
Thor.
All about the Hemsworth.
Yeah. See, again, we can get weird with Thor.
Yep.
It's all about the Hemsworths, all of them.
I was watching something the other
Larry
day.
Larry Hemsworth.
So something for teen girls, and there was the something debate about girls. Chris versus Liam Hemsworth, and it was awkwardly. Weird.
I think Liam's more relatable, but that's just me.
Yeah.
That's exactly.
Chris is too jacked.
No, that was actually the take of just like the heterosexual guys were just like, you need to be with Liam Hemsworth, and the girls were just like, what's wrong with him? It's Chris all the way. And I'm sitting on my couch just being like, why are we even talking about this? It's Chris Hemsworth. He's the only Hemsworth. Why is Liam even
mentioned?
Like, I was going to say, what was the last thing you remember Liam Hemsworth being in? Oh, right. What was that shitty, it was a remake of something.
No.
Red Dawn was the last thing I remember him.
No, it was that spoof on rom-coms with the Australian Regan.
Oh.
Rebel. Oh, could not.
Rebel Wilson, excuse me.
And he plays a love interest with her, and he was uncomfortable because when I watched it, he uses.
Yeah, it was like the dating movie, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where like she's like ready to go to bed with him, and then she like wakes up.
She
the
wakes
next
up,
day.
Yeah, because it's a teen romance. Yeah, it's a teen romance movie. Yeah, yeah.
But that actually
looked kind of funny.
She's Australian, and so it was.
Isn't he Australian too?
So it was a good thing for an opening for him to use his Australian accent.
Yeah.
I was watching it. I don't think she will do an American accent. Like she always.
No, she like refuses.
Yeah, she will always be Australian. But he's talking with an Australian accent, which is you know Hemsworth. They're from Australia. That's where they live. And I'm sitting here going, why does this Australian accent sound fake?
Isn't that weird?
It's
because he only does the American.
He's too Americanized now.
They both are like.
He's been Americanized all of 2 years out of the 20-something of his life.
Yeah.
And his Australian accent sounds fake. And the worst part is he's talking to another Australian in the same scenes, and it still sounds fake.
Tom Holland has the same problem because he was on an interview with Graham Norton.
Tom Holland does not have the same problem because Tom Holland was 19 when he started acting.
Yeah.
And he is 20 now.
But,
and he is, so he's only been doing, first of all, he's younger. Second of all, he's been, the percentage of his acting career and his lifespan is smaller.
That's a good point.
And he's always played characters that are American, so I can understand that in his career, whenever he goes into acting mode, he goes into American mode. Liam Hemsworth does not have an excuse.
No.
Liam Hemsworth is my age.
Yeah.
Liam Hemsworth has been acting as long as Spider-Man.
At least he's not trying to do it.
But he's 10 years older.
That's true. He's not trying to pull a Tom Hardy.
I was gonna say, I'm really just happy Tom Holland didn't try to do the Brooklyn accent.
Oh,
because I'm from New York, and it's like, don't do that.
And then you see what's it, Captain America in that auto commercial where they're
he's got the Boston accent. But it was so funny because
none of them are from Boston.
No.
That's the last thing I saw Liam Hemsworth
That's right. He is in that commercial. But it's funny.
I got the clicker.
Because, like, it's a
horrible commercial.
Yeah, it's funny because none of them are from Boston. Like, you could have gotten one of the Wahlbergs down there. You could have gotten
all of them? There's six. Yeah. Take your pick.
But that's the point. Is there no Nobody's doing yeah. it for the Boston.
Well, well, you pack the car in the yard, and it's like, what? What
you get on the car, Dave.
And that bitch from Saturday Night Live. I just want to punch her in the mouth.
What's wrong which one? She's I, funny.
No, she's not.
She's awesome.
It's the pot in the yard, and they just shut up.
Oh. You're projecting.
He's got some strong feelings about somebody I don't even know who the fuck he's talking about.
He's projecting. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, right?
Why is your skin,
moisturize me.
All right. And on that bombshell.
Moisturize me.
Why are we still going? I feel like we've been talking for 2 hours.
No.
It's starting to be like the new, this podcast is turning into that King Arthur movie.
All right, and on that bombshell.
I feel like it's been 2 hours because it's been 2 hours.
My God.
I think it's been too long.
Ah, for fuck's sake.
In the podcast.
In the podcast on that.
Sorry we didn't get to all your talking points, but you're going to have to cut it.
You're fucked.
Don't buy more Funko Pops.
No more Funko Pops.
Just say no.
Just say no.